Before listening to the following recording, you should first read the directions for the consecutive interpretation exercise in the oral practice exam booklet. If you have not done so, please turn off your recorder now and turn to page 9 in the oral practice exam booklet. Consecutive interpretation exercise.
제 아버님은 양로원에 계십니다. 아버님께서 최선의 보살핌을 받으시도록 하기 위해서 제가 할 수 있는 일이 무엇입니까?
All I can tell you is that in order to meet federal and state regulations, nursing care consultants make unannounced visits throughout the year to assigned nursing homes for the purpose of assessing the quality of care provided to Medicaid clients.
그 전문가들이 주의 깊게 보는 점들은 어떤 것들입니까?
During the visit, surveyors use uniform survey procedures to assess if residents' care meet federal and state requirements.
The survey includes observation of residents, interview with residents and staff, review of records, and observation evaluation of patient procedures and environment.
제 아버님께서 받으시는 보호에 대해서 불평이 있을 경우에 제가 할 수 있는 일은 무엇입니까?
You should take your complaint to the nursing home in which your father is residing. And if the problem persists, then you should take your complaint to a service worker of aging and adult services.
제 아버님한테 서류상 무슨 문제가 있어서 의료보장제도봉사에 거부를 받으실 수 있을지도 모른다고 들었습니다. 이 경우에 제가 할 수 있는 일은 무엇입니까?
You and your father have the right to request a fair hearing concerning the denial, reduction, or termination of services.
제 사촌 하나가 연노자 및 성인 봉사 업무처에서 근무합니다. 그 애가 제 아버님의 서류를 재검토하고 그 문제 해결을 위한 것들을 조정할 수 있다고 생각하십니까?
No. The policy of the department is that no employee shall work on cases of clients to whom they are related.
or with whom they have significant personal or non-official relationship, or a counseling relationship outside the department.
제 아버님은 영어를 못하셔서 사회사업 봉사자와의 언어 소통에 문제가 있습니다. 연노자 및 성인 봉사 업무처에서 통역관을 대줄 수 있습니까?
Yes. If the client has a language barrier, the department can provide an interpreter or other appropriate aids at no cost.
말씀해 주신 정보가 저한테는 큰 도움이 될 것입니다.
You're welcome. I am glad to know that I was able to help.
The following are two recordings in the English language for the simultaneous interpretation exercise. In this exercise, you will need to simultaneously interpret what you hear in the recordings into the language you will be testing for. Simultaneous interpretation exercise.
Recording 1. Be it remembered that administrative forum was held in this matter on the 10th day of February of 1993 before Thomas Jacob Smith, Senior Administrative Law Judge. It is today the 16th of February of 1993. We are back on the record in the matter of J. Campbell. It appears that Mr. Campbell, the appellant, is not present, but his attorney of record, Kelly Rocco, is. And on behalf of the department is Edward Barros, of the Office of Support Enforcement. The appellant's attorney would like to request another continuance in this proceeding, and DSHS is objecting to that. The appellant presented the issue of a blood test being necessary to establish paternity of the child. Mr. Campbell was stationed in Germany during the time of conception. After discussion of this case with the Attorney General's office, it appears that, due to the circumstances, there would be less of a need for a blood test. The department's view is that, even if this presumptive father is not the natural father of the child, we still have outstanding his potential liability as a custodial parent. Recording 2. The appellant, Ms. Lugo, hereby petitions the Office of Appeals to review the initial decision dated December 2, 1992, and reverse it, hereby permitting her to obtain state-reimbursed psychological services from Dr. Mary Bay, Ph.D., under the Categorically Needy Medical Assistance Program. The initial decision is in error because it upholds the state's refusal to reimburse Dr. Bay for services, even though they are medically necessary, because she is a private practitioner providing the treatment in her own office rather than in a community mental health center. The decision also has the effect by threatening to cut off the only effective source of treatment she has, of erroneously denying the appellant coverage for treatment of her multiple personality disorder.